Welcome to AM Best Audio.
I'm John Weber for AM Best TV, and we're at the Verisk Insurance Conference in Orlando. We're talking today about rising market volatility, increased risk, and regulation. And we have a terrific panel to do just that. They are Dr. Jay Gwynn, Executive Vice President and Chief Research Officer for Extreme Event Solutions at Verisk, Ole Hanekamp, General Manager for Hanover Re, and Tim Ammon, Executive Managing Director at Aon. And Tim, we're going to start with you today. Looking at the current risks in the market, which ones keep you up at night?
Fortunately, none of them keep me up at night. I spent 12 years as a chief risk officer, and if I had allowed that to keep me up, I wouldn't have slept for those 12 years. There are so many things that can go wrong in our business and have gone wrong in the past. And sometimes they're recurrences of previous things, and other times they're completely new and different. They shouldn't be necessarily, though, unexpected. Some things we can control, such as quantifying risk, understanding what our appetite and our tolerances are, setting limits, really modeling that risk out, and trying to hedge it appropriately through reinsurance, capital markets, economic vehicles. I think there will always be surprises, but we can be prepared from a risk perspective, thinking about possibilities, extreme events, and then working our way back in from that as to what actually happens in realization of those events.
Ole, do you think the industry has the right tools for managing extreme risk events such as weather?
Yeah, I think we've got the right tools available, but we still lack a lot of information in terms of data that is partly by nature because, I mean, obviously we cannot have a rich historical information for perils and scenarios where trends occur. And that is something that we see more and more, substantial trends in many different aspects, not only changes in the hazard, but as well changes in the actual risk distributions, risk accumulations and concentrations, a trend towards even bigger single risks and so on. So that is something where we need more information and where we need to consider these trends and put them into the tools that we've got to come up with better risk management.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Jay, how does the industry manage volatility, especially considering things like rising interest rates and inflation?
So, well, we have to recognize that since the Great Recession of 2009, we enjoyed a very long period of low interest rates, no low inflation, and the world is different since the pandemic. We are living in multiple years of high inflation with the risk of a recession looming out there in the United States. So that changes the entire landscape for the insurance and reinsurance industry. Inflation is not good for any line of business. The claims are increasing. It impacts property, automobiles, long-tail businesses like liability lines. And we have already started seeing that. But as we look forward, I think it doesn't bode well. And I think the industry needs to be cautious and start getting ahead of it. One is on the property lines, I would say, it is really important to get the valuations correct, right? And we try to help the industry to figure out what is the replacement cost. As there has been supply chain disruptions, the cost of repair has really gone through, and we should not kid ourselves that cost of inflation in property construction is the same as CPI. They are not actually. Cost of construction indices are much ahead of CPI. That's one. And secondly, with a rising rate environment, I think there are other latent risks that are slowly but surely accumulating in insurer books, mainly in the long tail businesses like liability lines. That's another area that we are bringing to the table, new innovative solutions that can help understand those accumulations in various parts of their business lines. And one last point I would say is what is different nowadays is correlation across different lines of business. So it's not good enough to think about single lines of business and the risk to those, because in a complex world that we live in, there are many ways that risks are intertwined and correlated.
Would you add anything to that, Tim?
I think people tend to default to single numbers. You know, we have plans. We have expected results. And the reality of our business is that the next hurricane that occurs doesn't care what your plan loss ratio was or what your plan cat loss was for any given event. And if we think in terms of scenarios and stochastically and about the universe of what's possible, that allows us to better, more creatively think about what could happen and more innovatively deal with that risk.
Holly, what do you see as the future of parametric solutions?
I still see a lot of potential in parametric solutions for the main advantages of parametrics, that is fast payout and easy to settle products. On the other hand, it still lacks standardization. So a lot of the parametric structures I've seen are still very specialized for a certain case. And in order to scale things up so that parametrics might even be more efficient for all parties, it's important that we get more standardization in the parametric space. And there's quite a bit of work still to be done.
Jay, your thoughts?
I'll speak to it with the modeler's hat on parametrics. I think I echo what Ole just said. Those are the advantages of a parametric product. On the other hand, I think, and there are opportunities with the climate changing, I think there will be some risk aversion to provide all kinds of coverage. So parametrics can fill in those gaps where the carriers do not have the appetite to give the full coverage. But on the other hand, I think the consumer needs to understand the basis risk. And I think only with time will they'll understand what is the product that they are really purchasing and what's being offered. The other aspect of parametrics is it's an insurance product at the end of the day. So the basic principles don't go away. There's going to be a risk accumulation if there is enough volume of parametrics being sold. So as a modeling company, we are also looking at what kind of solutions would the industry need if there is sufficient volume. Today, the overall total premiums associated with parametrics is reasonably small, but I think that will change with time. And again, we are gearing on how we help the industry kind of thinking about the accumulations. And again, that risk has to be transferred. So everything we do about transferring risk, reinsurance, and so on and so forth should apply to parametrics as well.
Interesting. Jay, Ole, Tim, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And from the Verisk Insurance Conference in Orlando, I'm John Weber for IAM Best TV.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.